Gemara says in Kiddush Chafav from Beis, Gemara dashens the pasuk Yifas Teir, that the Pasha Yifas Teir was written the Dibur Teir Kneged Yitzhara. It's not something that Be'etzim should be mutter, but the Teir was geyser because of the Yitzhara mutav sheyechul Yisrael baser tmusa shchutais v'yechul baser tmusa nevelais. Better that Klal Yisrael should eat something that's mutter, even though it's not healthy, than to eat a beser. And the assumption is that a person would otherwise be nichshal in eating something aser. There's a need to matter it and create a way of doing it beheter. But Moser point out that if you see the Torah was matter something here because of the Yetzer Hara that would make it hard for a person to do what's right, then vice versa, whenever a person is in a matzav of nisayon, he is able to overcome the nisayon because the Torah was not matter there. The Torah is matter whatever is too difficult and whatever is not mutter, it's because it's still possible for a person to overcome. So you said that's brought out from this chazal. Kasha is, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem. The famous Gemara, the Gemara brings a Biloya Zokin. A person sees, Yitzchem is Gabrielov. Yelech Hamakim Sh'ein Makir Nesai. You should go to a place where no one knows him. Yil Bashcherim is Kasa Shcherim. She get dressed in clothing, they're not Mechubad. When he's there, in private, he should do whatever he wants. If he has a yetzer hara to do something wrong, do it in a place where nobody knows him, when he's wearing clothes or not mechubad. There he should do what he wants. The Tosfos here brings Sabina Chananel, the Chas V'Shalom Shehuter Lo La'avar Aveira. We're not saying that this person is allowed to do an Aveira just because it's being done, but Sinna. Rabbi Loi just meant that if a person wears himself out, b'giyas drachim, achsenois, eventually the Yetzer Hara is going to leave him alone. And at that point, mashli b'chavis will be to do what's right. So that's what Rabbi Chananel says in the Gemara in Kiddushin. But Tosfos in Chagiga points out that the Chiritz Kneged the Gemara over there in Chagiga, the Gemara in Chagiga brings this member of Rabbi Loi and it asks the Kasha that Rabbi Loi is telling you to do Edvar Avera Bitsina. We know that doing Avera Bitsina is worse than doing a Befahastia because it looks like you're trying to hide from a Kosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara's Kasha in Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin. And the Gemara says, Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin, Ha de Motzi Kayef Yitzre, Ha de Lo Motzi Kayef Yitzre. That Rabbi Loi was only saying to go and do the Avera Bitsina in a Matzav of Loi Motzi Kayef Yitzre. The Pshut of the Gemara understands Biloy to be saying what the words sound like they're saying. Yasek Mosh Liba Chafetz. He's allowed to do what he wants to do, what the Yitzhara is trying to get him to do, as long as Lo Motzi Kayef Yitzre, as long as it's a matzav where he simply can't be Kayefer the Yitzre to do what's right. And Taisus in Chagiga, B'Laib Shver Min Chananel, how could you read these words differently? It's Mefurash Gemara that a person could be in a matzav where he's lo matzi kayaf yitzer, he can't overcome the yitzer hara, and in such a matzav, Rabbi Loi is telling him to do k'mo shliba chafetz. And that seems to be the maskana of Tosfos over there in Chagiga. Other Rishonim point out that could be the zemachleikus, could be Rabbi Loi Zalkin is arguing with other gemaras elsewhere, and then Tziv Emerson makes it a machleikus Rishonim, and Tziv Meshav Davar writes it's a machleikus Rishonim. At the end of the day, whether there could be a matzah where a person's loy matzi kayaf liyitzre, whether we would ever acknowledge the fact that a person can't do what's right, the yitzhara is too strong, and we would therefore tell him an eitzah how to do the avera bitzina. And the Netziv holds that this is really the discussion in Evin Ezer, Simon Chav Gimel, the place can bring from the Sefer Chassidim, that a person who thinks he's going to be nichshal in an Isser Erva should be moiti zera levatala rather than being nichshal in a more serious Isser of Arayas. So Netziv points out that the Sefer Chassidim, the Chayr is going with Tosfos and Chagiga. You would never tell a person who you expect him to not do any Isser to do an Isser Hakal. The only time you'd ever advise someone to do an Isser Hakal of Atzah zera levatala rather than doing an Isser Chamer, is if you acknowledge the fact that he can't not do the Isser. He can't simply be boicher b'toiv. He's in a matzav of loy kayif liyitzrei. And because of that, he has to choose between Isser Kal and Isser Chamer. If one would hold, like the Bina Chanana, like the Rishonim, that there's no such thing as Lo Masi Kayif Liyitzrei, then you would never be in a position to tell a person to do an Isser HaKal. Because our position should always be to do what's right. Not to do any Isser at all. Al-Kupanim is at least the Mechogis Rishonim, and it's a passage of the Gemara in Kiddushin and Biloy Azakin, that it's possible for a person to be in a massive look Matzi Kayaf Yitzre. So what then is special about Yifas Torah? Why by Yifas Torah? How do these Yishenim understand the uniqueness of Yifas Torah, where the Torah was Dibrek Negad Yitzhara, and the Torah was Bedavka Matir, Basar, Tmusais, because of how hard it is to overcome the Yitzhar. The Chur is something that can happen elsewhere as well. So some point out to me as a Tosis in Erevin, the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak of Erevin talks about three things that make a person do keneged his own ratzon, keneged the ratzon of Hashem. Elu hein oiv dekachavim ruach ra v'dikduki anias goyim, some sort of emotional instability, ruach ra, and poverty, dikduki anias. Those are the three things that the Gemara says make a person do against das koinoi. Taisa as the kasha, here in the beginning of the fourth parak. Atha gav demasha perak ilu megalchen, the pa'amim she yisrei mizgabra lov, bein yokho lechoifoi. So in fact, Taisa, why doesn't the Braisa mention a fourth thing? Besides for goyim, besides for ruach ra, dikduki anias, there's a fourth thing which is mavir ha'adam al-da'itav al-das koinoi, and that is the Yetzer Hara. That amol, the Yetzer Hara is so strong that it can make a person go against das koinoi. And it's a gemara in my cotton. That person's Yetzer can sometimes be mizgabra lov, ve'inu yochel l'koifei. Like the pasha of the gemara in my cotton, chagiga, this gemara rabbi loy, that a person could be in a matziv where he's loy matzi kayaf liyitzrei. So for Taisvis, again, Taisvis is understanding this gemara kipshutei, that there could be a matzav where a person taka has no ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And based on that, he's asking Akasha why the Brayis in Erevin is enlisting as one of the things that Shemavir Adam al Daito al Das Koinu. And for Taisvis, Mikol Mokom, Adam Yochel Yizor Shto Yavol Edeikach. It's true that a person could be in a matzav where the Yetzer Hara is so strong. It's mizgaber to the point where he's lamatzi kayif. But adam yochel lizar shloyava dikach. A person can be careful before the matzav of nisayon comes. A person can stay away from the nisayon, be nizar before the fact, not to ever come to the point where the yitzhara is so strong that he can't be kayif it. All these other things, we go dikachavim, ruachra, duki anias, a person can't control when they come, how they come. But Yitzhara, a person can't control the B'shas Maisa, but a person could be smart, Reyes and Oilad, and prevent the Yitzhara from ever having the opportunity. And this is something which is going to set Yifas Tayar apart from everything else. With this taste, we can understand how Yifas Tayar is unique. Because normally, the Kuvim Atzavim, where a person is lax in his own Shmira, and he comes to a point where the Yetzer Hara grabs him and he's lo matzi kayaf liyitzrei. But that's his own doing. He let it come to the point where the Yetzer Hara would have such a hold on him. He didn't have the proper shmiras in place. Yifas Tayar is talking about a person who's otherwise a nizar, who's watching himself as much as he could, but he's in milchama. And due to no fault of his own, he finds himself in a matzav of nisayon, which is too great for him to overcome. It's a unique matzav of a person who's loy matzi lizohar suyavo dekach. The nisayon is thrust upon him in a way that he wasn't able to avoid. And dafka over there, the dibra terek negat yitzhara, the terah have a need to imazir a person, to imatif for a person what would otherwise be aser, because unfair for the person to be asked to overcome the yitzhara. The side lechera is that not always is a person held accountable for his actions b'shas ma'isa. B'shas ma'isa, the person could be holding in a place of l'matzik hayaf l'yitzrei. But that doesn't mean the Yetzirah is forcing him against his will. It means that he should have been more careful to begin with. As if that's the right, in many places, that even though a person has his nekudas ha-bechira, where a person is able to make choices, and there's certain areas that are outside of his choices, but if a person makes choices earlier in life that set him on a certain path, and in Mela, certain things are no longer choices by him, he's responsible for those things because he was the one who set himself up on that derech. Bein the toiv, bein the mutav, a person who makes decisions that place him on a derech, where certain things are not even nisyonos for him anymore. Certain things are postured by him that he's going to do what's right. Even though he's not battling the nisayon on a daily basis, but he's credited with all those choices that he's doing, that he's making, because he's the one who set himself up on that derech. And the same is true, letzad hara, that a person makes choices that down the line will make it that he is forced into doing an avera against his will. The fact that this was a product of his earlier choice means it's something he's responsible for. See, if Aster remains the only example of something where a person would be faced with a nisayon too great that he's not responsible for, and that is what the Torah is matir, the Isri Aster.